Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until one. Tis a cold one. You heard the man there, Brian Jennings, telling you. And it's freezing bulldogs out there. Tap out all your thoughts in the usual way. The WhatsApp is wide open, 087 032 32 32. And for your longer emails, you can chat to us, oliver at rte.ie. Yeah, we're told it's snowing in Monaghan. Well up in Monaghan, northerly Monaghan. The expression for a cold day is freezing bulldogs. That's what we used to say. And the Dubs are always saying, that's Baltic, or it's bitter, bitter day out there. Someone in the team actually went to school in Scotland, and Afadrik is apparently awfully cold. Afadrik! And we have such a mixed crew of people. There's even Tyrone. You'd be foundered. Oh, you'd be foundered out in the day like that. That reminds me of the frostbit. Was the frostbit boy from Tyrone? Was he from Armagh, something like that? Oh, you wouldn't be long getting frostbit, was his one. They are getting frostbit up in the north. Very, very, very chilly up there. 51551, by the way, is the text, and Oliver Callan's show on the Instagram, with the at in front of it. Today on the show, one of the many, many fine people from Monaghan, Tommy Bowe, a man of many, very hard to say his name without just wanting to lean into the thing. But he's a man of several different careers. Played Gaelic football for Monaghan once upon a time. Then he started rugby in Armagh, broke our hearts in Monaghan, but turned out to be very good at rugby through college and playing for Ireland. Retired, went into television and fashion. All told, we knew Tommy Bowe 1 minute for things like this.
For O'Connell and O'Leary, and O'Leary away, and there's Tommy Bowe!
Do it. Lean in.
What a try! The line-out sets it up, and Bowe sends it home.
I was nearly hoping he'd say it again. Tommy Bowe! That was 2010, ending England's Grand Slam hopes that time. And then in latter years, he was doing some more of this kind of thing.
There's 10,000 people who are homeless or in emergency accommodation at the minute. 3,700 of them are children. Mm. It's frightening. And when we think of the windfall taxes that are coming into this country, I think my own kids, the pressures we have, and they have a roof over their head. You know, is this, like, with your government, there's 3,700 children without a home, and there's more people going to fall into this because they can't afford rent.
Well, we don't know that's going to be the case. You know, I hope we'll see homelessness falling again over the course of the year. It was falling for quite some time, started going up again. You know, I think everyone understands that homelessness is a lot more complex than just building houses.
Very complex. Couldn't possibly do anything about it. That was him tackling the sleepy eye, switched offness of Leo Varadkar back in 2022. Tommy Bowe on the Ireland IM couch, where ministers just show up thinking they're going to get a nice house, soft primary colours style interview, and been savage. They're all terrified of him now. And the ministers, by the way, who are anonymous all year, they're everywhere. I'm hearing ministers left, right and centre. 10 months into the job, not a sentence out of them in the actual gig. Now he can't move for ministers all of a sudden. Helen McAtee's made history. She's the first female minister for foreign affairs. We barely knew she was the education minister since the start of the year. But now she's foreign affairs and defence, through no fault or effort of her own, now it must be said. On primetime last night, she's saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do all of that. They love doing the first day interview because they're not held to account for anything they've done. Actually, they've only got their feet under the table. They need another 10 months maybe to settle in, and then might start the job then. It might be another reshuffle, who knows. Hildegard Nocton is in education, so she was out of Morning Ireland. They're everywhere. And she said she believed teachers are being paid enough. Winning friends there in her old job as a moon chore. Oopsie eeks. And as the news is now calling, Mr. Donoghue is gone. But he'll be Donoghue. He'll be Donoghue probably now, wouldn't he? Mr. Donoghue. He'd be lucky to get a Donoghue when he goes to Washington. 600,000 a year. What attracted him to that job? That's after tax. So it's essentially 1.2 million euro a year salary. But everybody loves Uncle Pascal. They really do. I tell you who else we love now, who we didn't for a long time. the dentist running the Ireland football team, Heimir Hallgrímsson, literally a week ago, going, ah, that useless lad. Now, God, he's a hero. The FAI released a video, very rare video, of the manager speaking to the boys in green in the dressing room after the win over Hungary on Sunday. 3-2. It even looks weird when I see it printed here. It's quite the insight because it's you can still see the ceiling is freshly splattered with the fizzy material from their celebrations. And then it's down to business and they sit down and Seamus Coleman is there, Nathan Collins, the skipper, and Kevin Kelleher is sitting in the corner, and Heimir Hallgrímsson has the room and they're focused only on him, his post-match team talk. And here's what he said.
So you had produced a moment, an environment of unimaginable growth. Everybody is sky high. You will have a lot of text messages from friends. Everybody would like to be your friend now. At this moment, we should look back who has supported us on the journey. Focus on those people that have helped you along the way, that have supported you along the way, because now you have a lot of supporters. Now you have a lot of support. Give credit to those that have pushed you and helped you all the way, supported this national team, the fans outside. Use the moment to enjoy it with them. Experience how they feel, not the guy sending you text messages and I'd like to be your friend at this moment. We all have a lot of friends when we win.
What an interesting kind of life lesson he's given there, that you're on the way up, things are going well, everybody wants to be your friend, so don't focus on them. Think about the people who are helping you along in the bad days, which is very very solid kind of I wonder, did he do, was he in the north of England? There's a few little side and stuff like that, a few little where he learned his English, I wonder. Anyway, the boys in green, of course, will be in pot two of the four teams in the playoff draw that's happening tomorrow. So when we have to win two matches, we know it's knockout to get to the World Cup. And in the semi-final, the first one will be either Poland, Wales, the Czech Republic or Slovakia. And that'll be on the 26th of March. And then 5 days later, we play the winners of the rest of the pots and so on. Pot three, is it? We're pot three. Yes, that's correct. And that's at midday tomorrow. We'll be carrying that live here, by the way, tomorrow. And all fingers crossed that we get the kind of the easiest of that lot. The North beat Slovakia there recently, didn't they? Because we want to qualify for that US, Canada, Mexico World Cup summer of 2026. By the way, last Friday I was chatting to Blind Boy, Limerick's finest, who was telling us he was nominated for basically the BAFTAs of documentaries. As Best Documentary Presenter, he was nominated, the Grierson Awards. He won. He won last night, Best Presenter for Blind Boy, The Land of Slaves and Scholars. It was about the legacy of early Christianity in Ireland and so on. And it was a very unique, exceptional documentary. It was on the telly, actually, on Monday night again. It was repeated, so we were chatting to him. And so congratulations to Blind Boy, because he was telling us he was panned by the Irish critics when that documentary came out last year. So the Brits saw the doc and said, this is world class. Here's an award that we've previously given to Louis Theroux. Off you go. Sometimes you have to look outside the country to get the credit. Well done. His next one will be on otters, I presume. The director is James Cotter. So James Cotter can direct the otters and Blind Boy will be in his happiest ever element. You'd have to be there to understand, you know what I mean. Now, I want to take a moment for a particular Irish mammy, because she speaks for all Irish mammies and daddies everywhere when they hear the teenager in the house tell the parents, there's nothing to eat. Mom, there's nothing in the house. What's going on? This was uploaded kind of surreptitiously to TikTok by an Ellie. And she's basically kind of telling her mum there's nothing in the house to eat. So the mum had enough. And she got in contact. She sent a voice note on WhatsApp to her daughter to tell her there actually is quite a bit to eat in the house.
How do you mean there's nothing in the house, Ellie? There's rashers, there's eggs, there's cheese, there's bread, there's bagels, there's baps. The pot out in the back kitchen has a beautiful piece of ham in it. Lift it out and cut yourself a few slices. There's cucumber and that ham. There's chips, there's goujons, there's a tin of beans. Do I have to continue? I get annoyed. There's milk, there's cereal, there's Weetabix, there's porridge, there's apples, there's mandarins. I'm sick of hearing there's nothing in the house. Don't start that racket. There's soup, there's burgers, there's Bundys. There's loads in the house.
She goes on for 12 more hours. That's great. I want to see the pot out the back kitchen has the beautiful piece of ham in it. Sick to the back teeth she is. Speaking for mammies everywhere to her Ellie. You'd be delighted to hear that Line of Duty, holy, what was it? Jesus, Mary and the Wee Donkey, wasn't it? Line of Duty is returning for a seventh series, the BBC confirmed after ending the whole thing. And Martin Compston, Vicky McClure, who we spoke to last year, she's doing all that disco stuff, and Adrian Dunbar will reprise their roles because the sixth one, that was 2021, really? That was the finale. And reveal the identity of the corrupt officer that you all know now. They're going to start filming in Belfast next spring. Six parts, more casting to be announced. And the AC-12 will be back in action, Line of Duty. A lot of people very, very pleased about that indeed. Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the Wee Donkey. Yeah, that's it. That's the correct one. Yes, yes. Ronaldo, very, very goader of Irish football fans last week. Ronaldo was at the White House overnight as President Trump hosted a glitzy dinner to honour the Saudi Arabian de facto leader, the Crown Prince, MBS, they call him. And the White House won't say whether Ronaldo was part of the Saudi group of people that came over there. Was he part of the official entourage? That's the word I'm looking for. He probably was. I mean, he plays over there. He earns $200 million a year. That's why he's a billionaire now, the 40-year-old. He was in the front of the East Room, not far where they were giving their remarks, which horrified a lot of people. Also in the room, the Apple CEO, Tim Cook, who is really cozying up to Donald Trump. He's been giving him gifts and he's attending everything. And Elon Musk, the Tesla founder, in the White House for the first time since they fell out last April and he left the whole Department of Government Efficiency, which wasn't a department. Trump gave a speech recognising Ronaldo, said Baron, his teenage son, is he still a teenager? Big fan of Ronaldo, and they met him. So that's what's going on there. So you had, and Trump, Ronaldo said his dream was to meet Donald Trump. He was telling this in a podcast with Piers Morgan or an interview or something. So you had Ronaldo, Trump, Piers Morgan and Mohammed bin Salman all in the one room. It's quite a, and Elon Musk, quite a collection, wasn't it? Were there any women allowed in it? Don't know. Don't know about that. Now, I bet you're all wondering, what is the least stressful time to do your Christmas shopping? This is a tiny, tiny article we spotted in the Irish Sun. It's literally one line. It's almost shorter than the headline. The least stressful time to do Christmas shopping? This day, next week, 9 o'clock in the morning, analysis suggests. Now, the sad analysis, we've looked for the analysis and we can't find anything. But it sounds kind of right. 9 o'clock, next Wednesday. The traffic would be bad now, so I don't know how you're getting in, how you're planning to carry your shopping home. If you know anything about why that's happening, look, it's true. They printed it. It's absolutely true. I always want to mention this morning, Elena, who's a 23-year-old tour guide at Glasnevin Cemetery. It's an amazing place to visit if you haven't done it. And a clip of her doing her tour, quite a regular tour for her, has gone completely viral on TikTok over the last few days. It was posted by Glasnevin Cemetery. It has a 1.5 million views in a couple of days. And she just absolutely adores her job. And she says she fell in love with Glasnevin and everything about it when she went herself on a primary school tour. She's 23. That isn't that long ago. But the passion is completely there. People are loving it all over the world. Here she is.
My name's Elena. I'm 23 years old. I'm from Dublin, born and reared, if you couldn't tell already. What do you think the only thing you have to be buried in the National Cemetery is? Any guesses?
Dead.
Bang on. Dead. Exactly. Does anybody here support Man United? A strong no from everybody. No way. That's quite common in the last few weeks. A man of the name Liam Whelan, who would have played for Manchester United, who died in the Munich air disaster. He's buried over there in St. Paul's with his family. And Christy Brown, made most familiar from My Left Foot. Christy is also buried in St. Paul's.
Ah, oh, you have to love it. That's Elena there. And some of the comments are saying, I hope she gets a good Christmas bonus. I've never wanted to do this tour. She's made me want to do it now. Brilliant stuff. Someone said, I literally would have sat there and watched 3 hours of her touring if she talked like that the whole time. Well, I think she does. And people are saying, I want to hear the rest of it because the clip is only 3 minutes long or something. So people want more, more, more. You can actually go and do it in person. We spotted one in the among all the comments, hundreds and hundreds of them, people from around the world, was Elena's mother, Helena. And she said, I'm such a proud mama. I love how passionate you are about your job, how you skip out to work every day, ready to share our amazing history with everyone. Your smile, your laugh, your clarity when you're speaking. You are amazing. And people are kind of commenting to the mammy who's so proud of her daughter, Elena. And she says the phone was blurry all day, the mammy, because she's tearing up on how much love there is for Elena telling that incredible story. I love it. Paul and Carlingford is on to us in the text 51551. I used to work in Boston where they described freezing conditions as being cold as a mother-in-law's kiss. That's terrible, terrible stuff altogether, Paul. Oh, you can say what you like now in America. The woke is dead. Isn't that true? This is for the Scottish people out there.
Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you.